Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Pentagon Papers, The Secret History of the Vietnam War by Neil Sheehan, is a landmark work of modern history that brings together the once classified Defense Department study of U.S. involvement in Vietnam and the journalistic story behind its public release. Associated with the explosive 1971 revelations that challenged official narratives, the book frames the Vietnam War not only as a battlefield conflict, but also as a prolonged crisis of policymaking, credibility, and public trust. Sheehan, known for his reporting on Vietnam and for his role in helping bring the documents to light, situates the papers within the broader arc of decisions made by successive administrations. Rather than focusing on a single campaign or commander, the book emphasizes how strategic assumptions, political pressures, and incremental escalation shaped outcomes over years. For readers, it offers a powerful view into how governments justify war, manage information, and confront dissent when internal assessments diverge from public statements. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins of U.S. commitment and the logic of incremental escalation. A central topic in the Pentagon Papers is how U.S. involvement in Vietnam developed over time through a series of decisions that appeared limited in isolation but accumulated into full-scale war. The book highlights the early framing of Vietnam within Cold War strategy, where policymakers worried about credibility, alliances, and the perceived spread of communism. These concerns helped create a logic of incremental escalation, advising more advisors, more funding, expanded covert action, and eventually major military commitments. The important insight is not simply that leaders made mistakes, but that the structure of decision-making encouraged small steps that were easier to approve than a frank national debate about the likely costs and consequences. This gradualism also made it difficult to reverse course, because each new commitment was justified by the need to protect what had already been invested. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of how complex bureaucracies can drift into deeper conflict without a single decisive moment of choice. The narrative also encourages attention to how strategic objectives can become ambiguous, shifting from nation-building to counterinsurgency to reputational defense, while still being presented as consistent policy. Secondly, policymaking under political pressure and the management of public narrative. Another major topic is the tension between internal policy assessments and the public story told to Congress and the American people. The Pentagon Papers are widely associated with the idea that officials often spoke with greater confidence in public than they felt in private, and the book explores how political calculation shaped messaging. Administrations faced elections, media scrutiny, and the fear of appearing weak, which influenced how progress was described and how risks were downplayed. This creates a portrait of governance where narrative management becomes a tool of war policy, sometimes obscuring uncertainty and disagreement inside government. The book also illuminates how metrics, optimistic briefings, and carefully curated facts can become substitutes for genuine strategic clarity. For readers, this topic is valuable because it shows how democratic oversight depends on accurate information and how easily that oversight can be compromised when secrecy and spin dominate. It also helps explain why Vietnam became a crisis of credibility, not only due to battlefield setbacks, but because the gap between official statements and later revelations damaged trust. The analysis remains relevant to modern conflicts, where public communication strategies are tightly integrated with operational goals. Thirdly, secrecy, classification, and the ethics of disclosure. The book raises enduring questions about government secrecy and the ethics of revealing classified information in the public interest. The Pentagon Papers themselves were produced as an internal history, and their later disclosure forced a national confrontation over what should remain hidden and what citizens must know to judge policy. This topic explores the competing arguments that secrecy can protect diplomacy, sources, and military operations, and that excessive secrecy can shield poor decisions and prevent accountability. The story surrounding the documents underscores how classification systems can expand beyond genuine security needs, creating default opacity that outlasts the original rationale. Readers also encounter the moral complexity facing insiders, journalists, and institutions when confronted with evidence of significant policy failures. The issues are not framed as simple hero versus villain dynamics, but as a clash of duties, duty to law, duty to country, duty to truth, and duty to democratic transparency. The book encourages readers to think about how to evaluate leaks, what standards should guide publication, and how societies can balance security with the public right to know. These questions remain central in an era of whistleblowers, digital disclosure, and contested information ecosystems. Fourthly, interagency dynamics and the limits of military solutions. A further key topic is how competing agencies and perspectives influence Vietnam policy, often producing fragmented strategy. The book emphasizes that wars are not run by a single mind, but by a network of institutions with different incentives, languages, and priorities. Civilian leadership, military command structures, intelligence assessments, and diplomatic channels. Each shaped how options were framed and what outcomes were considered plausible. This interagency complexity contributed to strategic drift, as tactical actions sometimes outpaced political objectives or substituted for achievable goals. The book also highlights the limits of military power when the conflict involves political legitimacy, local alliances, and insurgency dynamics. Even large deployments and advanced technology could not automatically deliver the kind of stable political outcome leaders wanted. For readers, this topic clarifies why the Vietnam War cannot be understood purely through battles and troop numbers. It requires understanding how institutions interpret evidence, how they compete for influence, and how policies emerge from negotiations rather than from a coherent master plan. This view helps readers analyze modern interventions, where similar tensions appear between military feasibility, political aims, and the on-the-ground realities that resist centralized control. Lastly, credibility, accountability, and the long shadow of Vietnam. The Pentagon Papers treat credibility as both a motivation for escalation and a casualty of prolonged conflict. Leaders repeatedly worried that withdrawing or acknowledging failure would damage U.S. standing, yet the effort to preserve credibility often created the conditions for greater reputational harm when contradictions surfaced. This topic examines accountability, including how records, internal studies, and later investigations can reshape public understanding long after decisions are made. The release of the Pentagon Papers contributed to broader debates about executive power, congressional oversight, and the relationship between the press and the state. The book also shows how historical documentation changes the moral and political evaluation of a war, exposing the assumptions and rationalizations that guided choices at the time. For readers, the most important lesson is how credibility politics can trap governments in self-reinforcing cycles, where admitting uncertainty feels more dangerous than continuing a flawed strategy. The Vietnam experience also influenced subsequent American foreign policy, creating caution, skepticism, and a renewed focus on the need for clear objectives and honest communication. This topic invites readers to connect history to civic responsibility, asking how citizens can demand transparency and how institutions can build mechanisms that prevent repeated failures. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who want to understand the Vietnam War beyond battlefield narratives, including students of history, political science, journalism, law, and public policy. It is also valuable for general readers who sense that modern debates about secrecy, spin, and war powers have deep roots and who want a foundational case study. The benefit to a reader's life comes from learning how large decisions are made under uncertainty, how narratives are constructed, and how institutional incentives can distort judgment. Those lessons sharpen critical thinking, improve media literacy, and encourage more informed civic participation. Compared with many Vietnam histories that focus primarily on military campaigns or personal memoir, this book stands out for its emphasis on documentary evidence and the structural story of policymaking across administrations. It helps readers trace patterns rather than isolated events, showing how credibility concerns and incremental commitments can override strategic clarity. For buyers, it offers lasting value because its themes apply to later conflicts and contemporary governance, making it more than a period piece. If you want a rigorous, consequential account of how a democracy can slide into war while struggling to tell the truth about it, this book is worth owning. If you would like to support Neil Sheehan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.